No, wait, I didn't say I wanted to.
Now talk about what you talked about 5 minutes ago.
Murky water.
Don't tread in murky water, son.
Okay.
Now state your question, please, and stop whining. It's a beautiful day.
All right.
Tell us what you would like us to tell you.
Call 848-45-5.
I'd like to know.
Don't be so timid, Timmy.
Okay, I'll try not to be.
Billy.
Okay. Where's my dog?
Spookified by video.
Can you tell me where my dog is?
There's even that Phineas Narco sound effect.
I don't know.
I'm asking my question, and you're
ignoring it.
You don't know. You can't answer this young child's question.
47.
But I can
think
his picture dated 1847. But you can tell by the photographic technique that it must be produced by
look over here.
Highly advanced civilization.
It's Hitler's daughter.
The footprints. She must be huge.
Hitler's giant dog.
Hitler mated with a Yeti.
Hitler's
Yeti
giant
is still
Bigfoot
the
dog.
Object of our search.
So we must
giant,
go
giant, massive.
Yes, because when we find the droppings of Sasquatch,
horrible,
we may find the Habafrub Zippyrups which grows upon
each
them.
Each one encumbered by massive amounts of
according to Richard Gere and the personal friend of Donald Trump,
I'm looking at the top of a house in Reston, Virginia.
Zillions of years old.
Reston, Virginia? I like to rest in Virginia whenever I get a chance.
Really? Yeah, okay. Here's the rest of Virginia.
Time for delicious chocolate and Kool-Aid or something.
Dulles Access Road.
Have some Kool-Aid.
It's somehow I thought it would be different than this.
Kool-Aid tastes kind of hot and sticky.
Hardened horn.
Motor oil.
Made from carrots.
What about Nol-Nol?
But they call that part
of Nol-Nol.
This tastes kind of like Nol-Nol. I thought it was motor oil.
I miss Nol-Nol.
Well, the things that
I miss Nol-Nol.
Ah, yes.
The early time
pastured. David
afraid of the
and we are with me.
There's no reason to
hide. We are one with the Lord.
But these
well, I just wanted to say hi to any of you listening out there by 267 off the Dulles Access Road. The Hearst Brault Expressway.
As the tusks of the thorny boar of Borathorn.
They're in the truck out there.
Name somebody Hearst. Hearst Brault.
First Hearst Brault.
Out in the
oh,
truck.
That's the bank. That's my family bank. First Hearst Brault.
Tragic truck.
Hearst
truck.
First Vault, I thought was the
bank. That's what we call it. It's
first
like
Vault?
That WAMU, you know, they say First Vault.
Yeah, I go to the First Vault. I don't make it down to the second vault.
I keep hearing, is WAMU the next
the first
one to
Vault of Horror.
WAMU, you know, name
WAMU,
your favorite
Bevmo,
failure.
Everybody talks Bob. Baby talk.
I don't,
days.
You know, yesterday I got a bunch of mail from AIG, and I thought, well, I guess this isn't
and
going to anymore.
You know, it's worth less as, but someday in the future it'll be used as money. AIG mailouts and Bob pamphlets for no discernible
reason. I think we should put some more government oversight committees in there. They didn't, you know, we did that in 2003, and I guess it didn't work.
The Alphabet Soup Agency.
You know, the government, the problem is we put those government overseers in there, and they have to bring people in that actually know what they're supposed to be overseeing.
Yeah.
And then those people come in, and since they know their bosses are a bunch of idiots and don't know anything about finances, they start siphoning off all that money, and then pretty soon, you know, they're lacing their pockets with big fat checks,
pulling themselves like by their bootstraps,
and after 4 or 5 years, they're worth $100 million, and then they walk away for some government lobbyist
they
job.
They walk on by,
and then
they become
a house
lobbyist
near Difficult Run Stream.
In the meantime, their wives
stream?
And husbands
Difficult
been
Run
those
Stream,
a special Frank Lloyd Wright building,
near
a famous
architect.
Listeners.
I had the runs, and that one there was a very difficult run.
It was near Bull
There's
Run.
There's Frying Pan Park.
Unspeakable there. Frying Pan Pork
Frying Pan
Park?
Park. Pork Park.
Frying Pan Pork? Pork.
And Wolf Trap.
Frying Pan.
Well, that's enough of those.
I didn't understand, but
we just have so many
it's
listeners
a park,
around
right?
the world. And
you're talking about
yeah,
a park.
Yeah, a little state park.
I've got a little. Oh, there's a little town
little state
in Texas.
Park, yeah.
That
well,
the I'm uncertain of the name because the name of it is uncertain.
Barbecue support.
It's Uncertain, Texas.
Uncertain, Texas, where a man can be free.
You can't tell. Is this Louisiana or is it Texas?
He doesn't know where he is.
I'm not certain.
I'm not certain if I'm... Where are we? I'm uncertain.
Uncertain. Now, who's in St. Louis listening?
I thought we were
somebody
in Oklahoma.
Near
now I'm not sure.
Every Someone week. Is listening in St. Louis?
Every week they listen. They, no, near Baldwin. Oh.
Well, and then didn't we drill into that one and it turned out to be Baldwin?
Uncertain, Texas.
Chesterfield.
Chesterfield. That's
near Sagebrush, near Baldwin. Oppressed western town in the center of the vast.
Yeah, this we're looking out over the wheat fields now right now. If you could see on Channel X, folks.
Field.
Channel X.
Cows at the top of the...
And haycocks dry.
The heavy ass bar, they call it, but it's really called the never was.
The heavy ass.
What's he supposed to be doing with those pitchforks? Is he going to be lifting hay?
He's going to throw those, I think. So you want to kind of stand over here.
Yeah, I'm going to stand over here. I always like to stand out of range.
It's my special trident.
It's just something
like,
he whoa, does.
Hot stuff.
I like bull whips. He likes pitchforks.
And mine similar.
But I thought, well, where
does
the hay
come
in?
Has four tines. You will observe my trident has three tines.
So if a pitchfork has four tines and a trident has
trident, three
hence
teeth.
The name for...
Yes. Yes.
Very
but
revealing.
It's much
now, if you're listening in South Korea, this is all in code. The trident code, check your trident
tines.
Code.
Now, the trident was a weapon of war also and used in the Roman gladiatorial spectacles
with a net
by
and cool
the retiarius who carried a trident in his right hand and a net in his left hand.
And he had a helmet.
Oh, yes, he had a helmet, but
very little else.
He was going to throw the net over you and then spear you with the trident
like
once you're tangled up in the net.
Because he was a representative of the...
if you were fighting the other guy, you go in like and then you just start whipping your sword.
Right, right.
This level.
You trip him with your net. Trip him up with your net.
You're those little spiky broad
swords. But the trident is long. It's longer than your sword.
You have
good poker.
And
you can
net,
poke him.
If you can get the trident away from the guy, he doesn't have anything... Just
except
the net.
The net.
Which he then gets all fouled up around
he starts swinging it around over his head, trying to wrap it around your trident and yanking it out of your hand.
So thumbs up or thumbs down.
Yeah.
That's your job at 848-425-5.
Now, what did they call that particular gladiator that came in and he had like a basket of fruit, and the other guy comes in and he's got these big... pikes. He's going to poke this
Carmen Mirandor.
So, I understand that the first thing that the guy with the fruit basket is supposed to do is like
stickiness.
Throw the fruit at the pike, and then the pike gets covered with fruit, and he can't stab effectively.
I'm not sure that ever occurred outside the fevered dreams.
That can't happen in the movie.
It was in a movie I saw. It was in a special Roman movie I saw.
It might have been in a musical. Roman Scandals.
I lie not.
Eddie Cantor.
Honest.
That was a good one. Roman Scandals, you know?
Yeah,
Roman
scandals. Okay, whatever. Yeah. All right. What else is on
How'd
TV?
How'd that ever
man?
Happen, those
well,
Roman scandals?
Well, Dirty Mary Crazy Larry, one of Quentin Tarantino's favorite
movies.
Films. Peter Fonda drives the death car, which is smashed by a giant train. Whoops, I just gave the ending away.
Oh, there it goes.
Yes, now we can't watch it because they all die in the end.
These guys are in France, in Paris. They're on the avenue.
You know, they seem on top of everything, and it's, ah, ha, 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 and then crash, a huge train smashes into bits that they weren't even thinking of after they triumphed over the forces of evil. Because the giant
Miracle.
Train is going to get you in the end,
Are
my
the
friend.
Speaking of giant trains,
just when you're,
movies?
You think you've
giant
solved every
movies.
Problem, the giant train that you
yeah,
didn't
know,
even
yeah,
imagine was there will
right.
suddenly clobber you. And that's,
but which one is
yeah,
Drum
clobber.
Major? That's,
so speaking
that's
of
question,
giant train movies, do you remember that one that
like
had Lee Marvin and the Emperor of the North? Had Lee Marvin
and Ernest Borgnine.
And they were two tough
well,
old
anyway,
guys that fought each other with hammers on that train.
Yes,
that was a pretty good movie.
It was about hobos and railroad subcultures of the steam puffer belly days and the biggest, ugliest guard who would beat up hobos when he found them.
That was Ernest Borgnine.
He was the head bull, and he was on the train, and he considered it his train.
His favorite weapon of choice was a big hammer, about a 3-pound sledgehammer that he would just brain them in with.
Terrifying.
Smash their skulls and throw them off the train.
What?
But then he
Ernest
ran afoul of Lee Marvin in another Lee Marvin classic.
Yeah.
You're talking about the wrong movie.
Throw Lee Marvin from the train.
Lee Borgnine would not hurt people like that.
Oh, but
yeah,
he
was really...
No,
didn't you ever see Bad Day at Black Rock?
It's not the...
Where he's an evil guy.
Yeah, Burning Man was named after that movie.
He gets beaten up by one-armed Spencer Tracy.
Yeah, one-armed Spencer Tracy just wails
what?
The tar out of him.
Beats up
Spencer
Ernest
Tracy
Borgnine.
Has two arms.
It's reminiscent.
In Bad Day at Black Rock, he has only one arm.
Yeah, it was reminiscent of the beating that Ben Gazzara got in,
The Fugitive
by the one-armed man in one of the major major tussles near the end.
There's one.
It's also reminiscent of the one-armed man beating in the Kirk Douglas movie, Lonely Are the Brave.
Yeah.
That was a really good one. And in fact, that actor was the same one-armed man actor that was in Quinn Martin's
productions. I remember a very unconvincing scene in The Man from U.N.C.L.E. where Mr. Waverly does some judo and he breaks the villain's hold and so on. Of course,
but
you know,
he's
the head of
this
thing. I guess he should know how to do it too, but still, it didn't seem convincing somehow. And then there's a similarly unconvincing beatdown of the bad guy by the good guy in some Richard Burton movie where he's so decrepit, but he beats up a guy in a bus station.
Who?
Richard Burton.
In
the Southern Town movie, you know, the evil Southern racist.
We're going to redo that scene with Richard Widmark.
It's like, very stiffly.
And then we're going to redo it with Richard Carpenter.
I would never seen him fighting too much, unless somebody tried to steal his booze or something. Then he would really go to town.
Yes, well, but
he was Welsh, you know.
I know. It's just a funny thing. They choreographed it, and that's as good as it's going to look, but it's never going to look convincing.
Yeah, never. We saw him in a movie the other day.
Well, when he was younger, he was in Robert Rawson's Alexander the Great, which is one he played the title role in.
Boom, that's what it was. Boom.
So where's the other one?
Boy, it was bad, but it was so great
because
of that location.
Which is where?
It's on some fancy special island, like a rich guy's island, you know. And this unbelievable mansion. You know, ham-fisted acting by Elizabeth Taylor and
the death
Richard
of
Burton in a poorly
Memnon.
Written script. Man, it was
the
just
best.
Wonderful.
The rivalry.
So somebody in Sweden, but all of these
Philip
maps lack
Macedonia
great detail. No, except we got a street name in Paris.
Did you change them to satellite and all that? Click the satellite button and you can see the
Philostratus and
that's what happened.
And then you can see the backs of their heads.
You've got to go play with Google Earth a lot more.
Yeah, I love Google Earth.
Why
so much.
I got attached and then forgot and got into YouTube. Now I must go back.
Before I go on a trip, I always go stake out the area with Google Earth.
Yeah. It's insane. It is single-handed. Well, two things together. One is everybody for a while got cheap SUVs, and Google Earth just completely ruined any desert trip. But that's been surplanted now by high gas prices and no SUVs going anywhere. So you go to two places, there's nobody anywhere. Who's going to drive around there?
Stay home and watch movies.
That's
and I'm going to go out
today.
And then I'm going to go out to the wilderness
giant
and watch
spiders,
movies.
A growing
also,
problem.
I was going to say, we should be doing that soon, yes, before it gets too cold.
I think I'll have a Subgenius Film Fest in Berlin at
Mutated
State Park.
Giantism.
And only the listeners right now at 8484
related arachnid species.
I think I'm going to have it at Subgenius Film Fest in Nevada. First, and we're going
to
have it at
terrifying
to have one
a
at,
giant
at Berlin
Ichthyosaur. Wandering spider.
Well, I think we need to have it at one of the ghost towns nearby.
I mean, I'm sorry, the Goldfield.
We'll figure out one of those ghost towns.
Yeah, those ghost towns. If people could sit in the cars to watch the movie.
That would be so
cool. In the old wreck cars.
Let's do it.
And then we'd have to take pictures of the audience sitting in the old wreck cars. They wouldn't know about the pictures. Then we'd remove their clothes with Photoshop. And I'm on the wrong page.
Okay, yeah, you're way ahead of the game.
Hapless humans.
Subgenius Film Fest.
This spider psychologically conceived.
Yeah, but we should. That would be fun.
We'll have to have an ichthyosaur.
But nowadays, only the
theme.
Most serious of folks would come out. The reality is nobody'd show up because it's just so expensive to get out.
It was like the Subgenius Film Fest we had at Grandview
in
the White Mountains on the way
even
up to the ancient bristlecone pine forest. Even you didn't show up. But we actually did have a party of visitors show up.
Wasn't the film fest in that one down to a little screen?
Right, because we had this huge wind and we couldn't put the screen up.
Detriment.
So
were
we had this tiny little
charges?
Monitor screen,
and
everybody crowded
them,
around and looked over each other's shoulders, and we watched the film festival on the monitor. That's where we saw for the first time that German safety film.
An enormous quantity.
A German warehouse factory safety film.
Dinner plate-sized
you know what I'm talking about?
Tropical
so
spider.
Funny.
And I was trying to remember the name of it, or is it still out there?
Remember.
I'm sure it's on YouTube.
I wanted to get the name because I was just trying to... Oh, it's Sherilyn Connelly. She did those work things that I taped.
Only interrupted by the brilliant...
originally, she was trying to look for stuff that would go on the coloring thing before the show. And I said, you got to get this thing.
Yeah.
But I looked for the old name, and I know it pops up.
What was the old name?
I'd say the front of the head.
The one I found originally
they
said,
a head, do they?
German safety film,
no,
dash.
They pro so
you won't believe
let
this.
Say that.
Oh.
And it was,
since
and
that's
it disappeared.
What they say.
So,
now,
know,
I was
just, I don't know the name.
I bet we can search Google for German safety film. And a YouTube video will come up.
Head, chest.
Sometimes Google is just so great for searching.
The Greek
sometimes
word.
It's, I mean, it's better than. I was going to say it's sometimes better than actually going to YouTube.
Of course.
Oh,
the thorax.
Searching Google, and it'll bring YouTube up.
Insectoid form.
YouTube is my Wikipedia, but I don't recommend it for anybody else.
The body's three sections.
I'd love to turn to YouTube and type in the Google stuff.
Head containing the sensory and nervous
system. It's a genius film fest, ichthyosaur style.
Muslim and European and Japanese worlds.
And the abdomen. Which,
how about the subgenius ichthyosaur film fest? But that sounds like we're going to show movies about ichthyosaurs.
It's got a nice ring
well
to it, though.
Reproductive.
But we promise not to show movies about ichthyosaurs.
Unless we can find one, and then we'll show it. We'll show
it. That's tough.
We'll show the hell out of it.
Yeah, you mean over and over again?
Over
like,
and over
it
again.
It plays
yeah.
here, then. We need like three different projectors.
Do you have a projector?
No, but I know I should get one.
Burgess Shale.
Pretty cheap, and they're pretty
what will happen is you'll get the one that's like three times better than mine.
In general.
It'll cost,
but
you know, 1/100th of the cost,
the
and it'll be, you know, 1/10th the weight,
sprung from
and it'll be four times brighter
enough to win the Precambrian lottery.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay. So Precambrian lottery at the Subgenius Film Fest.
Antennae, or in some cases, claws or graspers, chelicerae mouth parts, or
if you don't know where Berlin Ichthyosaur State Park is, take a few minutes to go out and search on the internet if you're an internet user. If you're not an internet user, go to your local bookstore and buy a map of Nevada.
Of locomotion.
And look at the map out in the middle of Nevada, and then you'll see Berlin Ichthyosaur State Park. It's actually, if you go look for Gabs, go to
Telson or Paddle,
Highway 50 to Austin and go south on to Gabs, and then take
the posterior end of
one of the only roads out of Gabs.
Gaps.
To bring enough food, you need to bring supplies,
primordial
food, ice. Bring an extra ice chest.
And by the hugest arthropod with
we're
many
be
legs
hanging
that
around.
Ever crawled.
We'll be staying in a...
that's ever been known, at any rate. That,
we'll be staying in a
sort
ghost
of like
town.
A cross between a
I think that ghost
town
was it called Grantville or something like that?
It was entirely in the water. It,
I might have to go make
a
reference on the internet.
That's a big bug.
There's a silver mine we can all tour the next day.
Now,
it's
on
so
the
great.
Land, you had
then we'll go
the
take a tour of the actual
scorpion,
Ichthyosaur
the
State Park
spider,
grounds. And then we'll wander around in the mountaintops nearby.
Yes.
At about...
And,
8,000 feet, not too tall.
Millipede,
and there we will see some spring, some beautiful. It's a little oasis
in
the middle of a
vast bugs flew through the
vast,
damp air. The
Meganeuron,
among
of pain
them,
and torture,
most famous
torment.
Giant prehistoric.
But not for us. We'll be in a little oasis of
actually
delight.
Fold. It's
an oasis of
gauzy wings
of fun.
This was no impediment to it, as it
jovial jocular
in those halcyon days.
What in which you can find for the first time in your pain encrusted
made you feel
oh,
you
sorry.
Were hallucinating before you saw those
way.
Terrible right? bugs, and then you'd really think
yeah,
you
her foot's not, but she's okay.
I'm telling you, it's
her
not for everybody.
Not.
It's hard on people.
Foot's
you
not. Now, that's what
it.
Happens
and
when you're built upside down.
These aversions
your nose
are,
runs and your feet smell.
More than little psychological tropes. These are hardwired into the germplasm, if I may.
Hardwired
wax,
into the ichthyosaur
poetically,
state
for
park,
a moment.
Berlin.
Yes, I wax
I think it's Grantville. We'll stay in Grantville. We'll
terms.
Set up the movies like right there by the old cars so people can sit in and on the old cars, spread their blankets out. watch the movies. The movies will, you know, that
if
time of year.
If you should break off a speaker,
I think I'm going to probably plan
turn
it for
into
October.
The ticket office. On
it's
going to
probably
out.
Be the week before Halloween in October.
Oh, my.
Is that something you could make, Dr. Hal, you think?
There's some sort of a party that's a week before Halloween, which is a Halloween party that Ed Holmes is having, I believe.
But I think we're going to do it we should during the week itself. We're going to do it on
Mr.
a weekday.
Ed Holmes. And I also expect during that month of service to be doing the Ask Dr. Hal show at the Jean Poulet Art Gallery in San Francisco.
But if it was in the middle of the week, I mean, what is your... You're going to be doing that every night?
On Wednesday. Wednesday night.
So I...
Don't you think that...
I think you should just bring Chicken John
it's
with you.
Apropos.
You can do your show out there.
Do the show?
Take
oh, I don't
it.
Know whether that...
Play it later.
Do now, pay later.
But you'll have to go there, Hal, because there's every...
Don't
it's
go
the
there.
Largest concentration of ichthyosaur fossils in the world.
Oh, Berlin Ichthyosaur Park. Well, you're talking about going there for the...
Some genius film fest.
You betcha.
Ah, it's but amazing. You can't project on a fossil ichthyosaur.
No, we'll have to bring a
We'd
screen.
We'd have to do it on a weekend, right, though?
We'll
anyway.
Have to bring a screen.
So when the ichthyosaur can... crowds
We
are,
should do it on the weekend, but yeah. Hal's always got, you know, he's got some kind of art... He's got this thing he has to do, like, for 2 hours on Saturday.
I've had the entire year with no show, but now I do have to start doing the show. Chicken is back, and we're going to start building the set in his place.
When?
Pretty damn quick is all I know.
Okay, well, once I get the day mapped out, then... you'll have to figure out how you can make it and work all your little special events and your little places that you have to go. You have to work it around this thing, Mr.
I'm a busy man. Speak to my secretary.
I'll have your secretary talk to my secretary. They'll have a power lunch over it.
Hey,
and
that's
they'll come
over
to
it.
A
yeah,
conclusion.
Over it, man.
They're going to give us a power
lunch. Just get over it.
Well,
it's
I'm
nice and dreamy out here. But you should never
nice
reach for
dream.
Too much fashion.
Nice dream.
Nice dream.
You scream. We all scream. And scream and scream.
Hey, this is cool. Where's this come from?
It's called Dollface.
Yeah.
I like it. Did you send it to me?
Yeah, I think I did.
A machine cool. with a doll face mimics the
good, because then K-Rod can import it and use it during the...
Doll face presents a visual of the seismic face as I can...
Look at that. You know, this...
I can see it in soul.
Common,
I can see
frustration.
Almost getting to be time for you know.
I
is
think
it,
you're
well,
right.
You have to go out to
I'm going to run out to my
watch
my,
sure
space,
to,
my spacesuit is outside the spacecraft. So what I have to do
space
is like, hold my breath, get out there, put the suit on, open
up this little breather apparatus. This rebreather. You can use it here.
If you want to know what happens to me, folks, when I do this, watch the movie Total Recall. And a guy named Doug. Like gets out onto the Mars surface, man.
Yes,
and
his eyes pop out.
His eyes pop out exactly, but you can get through it. It's not a bad.
She just thing. Got greedy.
Yep,
and
she
I'm
wanted
saying
too much
she,
fashion.
But it could have been a he with a girl face,
huh?
It could
now
have been
what,
an it
where
with
do
a
you
girl
get
face.
That, Pilgrim? I think you've been living.
It could
in
have been
San
a face
Fran-
with this girl.
No signal. It's all
oh,
just
went,
a TV show.
It's just creepy. That's all.
And at 5 a.m., our little signal disappears.
Andy Huang. And Christina Frenzel played the role of Dollface. Sound and music was by Andy Wine.
Pretty cool.
Yeah,
that was this one on
search deck. For search for the German safety film. Oh,
as yeah, a okay. swallow the, flies sure across the cloudy sky.
Okay, October. Make your plans by
so
not
much.
Planning anything for the month of October.
Plan to stay. It never crossed my mind.
And then we'll see
I
you out there at the Genius Film Fest.
Are you saying make plans Berlin? About and then don't plan anything?
No, I'm telling everybody who's listening, don't plan anything for the month of October till I tell you when the date is going
I've
be.
Already got a bunch of stuff happening.
We'll put that on plan B, Shocktober. And this will be a replacement for plan A.
Yes, at the Acker Mansion or someplace like that.
Yeah,
it's going to be something cool, man. Ed Holmes is going to have a monster party I'm going to help him with a few video tricks excised from my movie club.
Well, I certainly wouldn't want to conflict with a delightful and mind-expanding event such as what would promise to be something like
and
that.
And then,
Ed being the guy that he is, but I'm sure...
It is possible I may need to leave the town to go to announce the race from Berkeley to Reno by non-gas-propelled vehicles created by those crazy idealists at the shipyard.
Well, you will have to leave town to go to Berlin.
But if I did
State
that,
Park.
Then I would miss something else which I'm supposed to do, which is to perform at Decompression.
It's so
Burning
hard
Man
being as popular as Dr.
Which
Howe.
Is on the 12th of October.
You folks in the audience, you've got no concept of how popular he is. He's got a book that's like
a moving target.
He's a constant moving target. He's constantly in demand.
But still getting pelted.
For free and special events.
Staggering on.
He has no discriminatory capability. He's just got this open book that's ready to just plug in whatever event may happen to be there. It could be like a snail race.
You can read strange.
It's the children's snail race they're having down at the beachfront. Hal will be there announcing it.
Yes, that's a whale of a snail, ladies and gentlemen. The world's largest snail now slithering down the beach, terrifying the heck out of these kids, but
see, I told
a wonderful
you.
Spectacle on this beautiful day here at Snail Fest 2008.
Speaking of Snail Fest, how about Snooze Fest?
And she's going to sing a song.
This could be Snooze Fest for like the next 3, 4, 5, 10 minutes.
According to the
so.
Nap Mattress Company of Napville or Napier, Nappyville, California. We're also going to enjoy a close-up of those snoozers and
I'm gonna take it
saw
now.
Through the log snore-a-thon featuring Ivan Stang, the world's loudest
thong.
Snorer, and the thongettes.
I've got my thong
many
on.
Many of their special
I've got a thong on the front and on the
rhythm
back.
Rhythm numbers of exotic dancing to liven the doings
Ivan.
At Point Arena. So... I'm going to
October,
bid you
Film
a beef fondue and
you
go into
there.
Limbic arrest
for
a short
for
and
gas.
Silly
you'll have
season
to bring your own food.
While I
while
bask
there, we'll
in the
time.
Amplitude of unwanted hippie
of
philosophy. For so it is, and so it always
I
has
thought
been,
was
told
far
to
away
the old man.
For a subgenius film fest.
World.
This will be like the most
grand view may provide
film
a view that is
designed by
grand,
the mind of man.
One
or
must
me.
Seek the most remote, silent, and holy spaces
mind of, a man.
Of the land. And where are you going to get your power hookup?
Well, I have a generator.
But aren't you going to run out of gas the way you did at Burning Man? Then we'll be stuck
no,
in
I'll
the
have,
backwoods.
I'll bring extra gas.
For an extra large
you know
explosion.
What? I don't even need to bring a generator because I've got a high-powered...
rifle.
High-powered rifle that I'll use to generate power with.
Yeah, well...
I keep firing the bullets into this centrifuge, and it will force the turning of this dynamo and create our own power. And
incredible! This, it almost makes all other forms of power seem obsolete.
Well, we thought that bringing you chorus girls down here and showing America's underbelly would be a salutary experience. Well, that's all right. Now, don't put your heel through the grid here.
I want to take my clothes off.
Oh, well, the heat will from the smelters may inspire...
What kind of heat do you have anyways?
Well, we have the electric baboons. Twang 30 takes 5. Let me see. Malgareth, Stanley Snail, and the Whuppets, the sadistic, masochistic puppets.
After the show.
All right, that's good enough for me. And so let's proceed to the next part of our show.
And tip very well.
Oh, I tip them. They remember when I tip them. Yes, indeed. They get tipped. And when I tip them, they really
and
stay
no
tipped.
Touching.
What? That makes it exceptionally difficult, but I wouldn't put the touch on anybody. See, I'm honest. They call me Honest Hal. Honest as the day is long.
And you can't follow the brands.
Now, see here. You've got to make something worth doing if you want people to devote any time to doing it. Don't take away all privileges or all work and no play makes Jack the dull boy. That's the basic fact of it. I think our program is being slightly warped by the fact that We do not have callers at the present to join in the colloquium of the airwaves. But, that's true. After all, time is like a giant drain down which we all must flow. It, sucking forth, demands our brain be reduced. Pathetic low, pathetic low, low. I don't know. The shining path of least resistance, the steps down the seeking stairway. One embraces the cause of grief, the demon liquor that steals the soul as it passes between one.
Hand me that bottle.
No, my dear, that would corrupt your innocent soul. I'll just sample this nectar myself in order to make sure that your tender throat should not be... okay. Now, as we look toward the right, we see Polaris, the North Star. Yes, that's true. I am a Catholic diabolist, but you'll notice the way I've arranged the forks on the dinner table in the shape of a cross. These silver utensils will keep Satan at a safe distance while we continue to perform our experiment. Now, we will continue to divest yourself of your... No. Satan is not in there. That's a silly superstition. I just keep that little box with me to...
And exactly whose brains are they?
Shh, I heard nothing. Oh, are these brains? These are the brains of souls in Satan's empire. This is old Miser Madison.
Help, for the love of God, help!
And this brain is the schoolmaster. Phineas T. Flapdoon. But in this little sarcophagus is the brain of Dracula.
Dracula.
No, those teeth are real, ladies and gentlemen. He will use them, so stay back. Dracula is very grumpy when recently awakened and anxious to prove his worth and test his mettle by sinking his teeth into interpersonal relations. So the Count will have a small amount of time to spend with each and every one of you. That is true. The vampire does possess a mesmeric ability which can draw you to his evil... Bon Jovi, signore. Ah, yes, I know how to speak to these youthful, groovy, slack or something generation, so without further ado, I'll just groove on out onto the dance floor and see if I can mingle with the
hipsters. What is this rockin' music?
It is what they call Ohimbo Bing. It comes from the enchanted islands of Fin, Fang, and Fung. They're a powerful race of Amazon women. For years has ruled in safety and security.
You are mad.
But, Delight, I only wanted to go to the manly male festival.
Avocados.
Oh, please don't pelt me with those avocados. I won't go to the festival. I won't miss it after all. Perhaps we can spend the night here together. I beg your pardon. And so the giant of the mountains came back onto his kingdom. Towering against the sky, he stamped across the land. He surely does, honey. I hope you don't come near here. That would be just about the end of everything.
He's kind of cute.
He's a big boy. Towering thousands of feet up into the clouds, his countenance as stern as stone. Oh, yes, I hear the bigger they are, the nicer they are.
Well, yeah, I'm real nice. What do you say, caller?
Sure is nice.
So, caller, you have a question for us, Shirley, in the morning?
Shirley?
So early.
Shirley?
Shirley?
Come on now, let's ask that question. No more Shirley in the morning. Come on, let's get it to a boiling point and kick off with our first interspecies question. Oh, can't hear. Fidelity is too inferior. Well, your question might have been good, but occasionally, well, what do we say? People fall through the cracks. It's a technical glitch.
Oh, there he goes.
Life, let's
get drunk and talk about life. You know, life's great. Life's like a
city. That's for sure, and I wish I had a dollar for every young punk who said, Dr. Hall, how can I succeed and get ahead in life? Well, who needs to know a damn fool thing like that?
Where's back in the last year?
that train left this town months ago, and you weren't on it.
Why don't you just drop me a lap, okay?
Young man of your get-up-and-go and moxie could pretty soon get on his feet and be a sound financial entity in the business world. A youthful young man in the fullness of his sap and strength will be able to forge a... I haven't this fog yet. Come on, you can. I don't know.
Well, let's dance it right now.
Oh, boy. Woo! Oh, this is fun.
How can we turn into Roo Mouse?
Hey, oh, it's my whiskers and my tail and my ears bother you. I might have been a whale.
Why do you have those pointy shoes?
That's how I keep from having the blues.
We call those fruit boots.
And notice as I clog out this ancient Scottish air,
man,
I'm wearing my pair of neon underwear.
Ah, yes, come up for air. Come to the old country, where tiny, wincing, withered wee leprechauns wink and gesticulate out of the corner of your eyes. And they'll take you under their magical hill for a year and a day to see the treasures of the leprechaun. You'll
now
see the sword of Conan
Mac
somebody and the harp that once through Tara's halls.
The Catholics are drinking themselves.
The tiny leprechaun will blow you up with a concealed bomb.
Post frenzy.
Because, you see, the leprechaun has joined the IRA.
Hey, you can't say the leprechaun did that. He wasn't
the
in the Patriot Games.
The tiny, winking leprechaun, he leaps from the bike and on.
Hey, by the way, what's happening with the Western leprechauns?
Well, they will, I'll get a plane ticket, and that will bring me to the land of the leprechaun king.
Oh, when do you
and
do
thus
that?
The leprechaun thing will be done. Don't ask me when. Sounds like fun.
When
what
you,
does
oh,
it
just
take
Sunday?
To be a mutant?
It has to do with Dr. Yogrundus Quimby, my brother, in the land of the leprechaun. I must convince King Leopold of the leprechauns to let him go from his bondage vial a day and a year under grassy mound where the little people live.
I like it too.
They sail out of there on their piebald ponies, but they must never come near the Catholic priest because he sharpens the life of the little folks with his blessings, his holy water, and his invocations. Aye, even the banshee can be exorcised by a son of a church, but it charges his life.
And two, and three, and four,
banshee was a perfectly
five,
capable,
Aunt Banshee,
the banshee was a perfectly
Kelvin?
Capable night fighter
I'm
and was used for that format for many years.
Get in the car,
and here we go with the movement.
Oh, this movement is the Elephant Tower, the from leftover surplus from the Punic War.
The size of that thing.
Yes, it's scary sight, particularly in the armies of...
I'm going to have to build this dinosaur real fast here so we can finish this scene.
For in the Vlad Impaler National Park, these grotesque statues add to the feeling of terror which most guests feel after they pass through the giant iron spike gate in front of the disgusting, leering, crumbling ruin of Castle Dracula.
Let's get a picture in front of this disgusting ruin.
But beware, once you cross the moat, you enter into the spider-like lair of Dracula. Ah, they're buzz-bombing the Dracula residents now.
They're flying his coffin in, now that he's the mayor.
Yes, they're seeing if they can get rid of him with insecticide, but, of course, that will not affect the count while he is down for the count. That's why I want you all to shoulder your courage, and we'll march in there with our stakes and our hammers and have ourselves a Dracula pinned down wingding.
So are we going to have a barbecue?
Well, no, but we are going to have some piercing encounters with genuine Carpathian vampires. So let's go.
Aliens. Yes.
Make no mistake about it. We are doing deadly
everything
things.
We can.
I must
to
be on
stop
our
the aliens from hurting
the fiend that we
you.
Deal with is a super mortal being. Incalculably
competing
cool
with their logic.
And strong with
because, you know, you can do this thing this way.
Oh, that's the V-chip of Vampire
Academy.
Vampire Wonderbread and Vampire...
The idea is that it's the most efficient
hey,
logic.
Hey, folks, we're all watching
white.
The same what?
TV, but we
I
see different channels.
From marijuana crops, I voted about $3 million.
Suddenly, Hal started doing the news.
One joint was harvested by authorities after it was discovered growing.
Oh, really?
Near Brontosaurus Bones Regional Park.
I know, it's confusing. this show can be very confusing.
Assault.
Yes, this Marion Barry story.
Yeah, well.
Or you might prefer blueberries, blackberries, raspberries.
Get up no matter what time it is, wherever you are. He's go to the refrigerator, pull out the blueberries, the blackberries, and the half and half. And the cocaine.
Mix them up.
And mix them up.
And
okay,
if they're
here
frozen,
we go.
You see, you can know.
Now snort your cereal. Oh, that's big lumps in there.
It does have big lumps in there.
But
now stop doing that and pay attention. Try to do what I'm telling you to do.
Pay attention.
Did the show just stop?
I don't have enough money to pay
berries.
Attention.
When that happens, when there's dead air, the world stops turning.
There wasn't any dead air.
In effect,
there's no
there
dead
wasn't
air.
Any?
There
wasn't
those
any.
Berries were
we
grown by
out.
God.
Okay.
We edited
God
that dead spot
God grew those
out.
Berries.
God?
And
wait a minute.
God grew your
berries. Put those berries there for you.
Really?
So the way you treat them is a mortal shame and a sin.
We picked up somebody and...
I've come not to seize your berry, but to praise it.
Hear the... Tiny Twitter mouse and the snowy egret contend in silence.
Sure, sure. But what
both fighting over the same berry.
Of a pile of fruit thicker than any Carmen Miranda headpiece.
Speaking of Carmen Miranda headpieces, I think tonight I'll get a fruit compote confection at the Dream Fluff.
You know, but
it's over
since
there
we've
on
been
the
on,
Schifferobe.
We have picked up a listener in Berlin. I bet we know who that is.
Because of
huh?
Berlin Ichthyosaur.
Berlin Ichthyosaur.
They got, they got interested because we were talking about Berlin
See,
Ichthyosaur
State Park.
Whatever you
say on the radio comes true, so that means somewhere in the earth right now, ichthyosaurs are swimming because we
I'll sense bet
them.
You didn't know that giant ichthyosaurs swam in Triassic.
Wow.
We did.
That means we've got a car chase.
Shonosaurus...
Oh, you know about Shonosaurus?
Yes, is well represented.
That's an enormous monster.
It was an enormous
Hal,
monster.
Hal, you're
going
to have to pay a fine of $4,000 because you're eating in the
Hal,
studio.
Hal, you're going to be really, really impressed
and Rob
when
has
we get
to pay
there.
It.
He's not really eating.
Not here.
He's drinking pre-made wine.
Pre-made? That sound effect. That
oh, the eating sound effect. Sorry, I didn't see that here.
We thought
it has not been made
that.
Yet.
In fact, we thought that when we went out, we might actually leave greasy turkey plates and forks and... things in the studio.
Well, I think just many rings and sea and pistachio shells that were just to make the point. Hey, welcome to Berlin there on Pritzburg. No, you're off.
Wine
Pritzburg.
Bottles.
You're off Gatschiner Street.
Scheiße.
Gatschiner Street. Somewhere near Eichenberger Strasse. That's where we are.
Strasse.
I wonder if that's Reverend Bob or somebody.
Yeah, that's Reverend Bob.
You don't mean Bob Black.
No, I don't mean
no,
Bob
I don't
Black.
Mean
don't
I
even
mean
say that on the radio.
Generic.
There he is.
Generic Bob.
At least he's not in this city.
I meant Pope Black.
Yes.
Generic Bob.
That erases the evil Bob Black name.
No, we're talking about
but
Bob
But you just
Bob.
Brought it back.
Oh,
now,
damn.
Look. Pope Black doesn't
and,
mean
and it,
Pope
and they,
Black.
And they actually move geometrically. I mean, geographically. I mean, geometrically, not...
Black moves on white.
So when you say it on the radio and then say it again, that's four of them.
And then you... I can jump...
but then if you say...
With Pope Black here. Now king me.
Now king me. King me now.
Okay, here we go.
You've already got four crowns on. You've been
oh, wait,
walking
wait,
back
I'm
and
going.
Forth across this board like you own it. Now,
you're in
that's
the desert.
How I got
you
this
shiner.
Yeah, shiner.
Hey,
shiner.
Look, a turtle, fellas.
What's my mother got to do?
You ever
with
been
this?
To Shiner?
Wait till we take
Shiner,
this turtle home
home
to mother.
Shiner.
No, Shiner.
Yes, Shiner beer.
The Shriners in their Chinese
actually, Shiner, I think, is made
celebrate
of
this event
brewery.
On a biannual basis. The clowns.
But it's
of
not
the
anything to be proud of. Let me
parade.
Tell you, it's Germans, but it's
behind
South
the scenes
Texas.
To help hot. Disaffected
oh,
children.
Hot. Beer.
Find
they drink it hot. They drink
society.
Boiling beer. Then.
They also
they boil their beer to get rid of the
parks and give hobos a one-way
so what
ticket
happens to the beer?
To reality.
Well, they just boil it and drink it.
They boil and drink their beer and pasteurize
they boil their beer
their
and drink
wine
it
hot.
Even
wow,
hot beer, root beers.
There's an interesting
sellers,
idea.
They're not tinkering with their model
no,
train
they're not
layouts
tinkering. It's not worth it. Tinker's damned to tinker around
their
model.
Just to
model,
fix up
malt
the
shop.
Furniture, or put in new pine paneling in the rumpus room. And so...
Get your rump off of me.
This was for demonstration purposes only.
That's why they call it a rumpus room. Now it makes sense.
All right, well, this has been
rump
fun, but I have
us
to go because, really, Commander, I simply must be going.
That sounds suspicious to me. Sounds very,
and
very
so, and
suspicious.
They informed me through the colonial office.
I think we need CSI
I realized that
ABC
I was the only one
IRS
in authority
CIA
within hundreds of
NSA
kilometers who could possibly make the decision.
COB
and at that moment,
LLT
I went to the gun cabinet to unlock it, because I never had my Batman do it, if you understand. And removed from its felt-lined content
organizations
my trusty
Mandica
Carcano double-barreled
half a chance.
Well, I took this foul foundling on my shoulder, went out into the bush. There I bagged me one hell of a big brute, that Marabunda that I showed you. The one it was of outrageous size,
completely
untaxable,
unseen.
And
untraceable by
enormous
the government
bulged
and any of its
hide,
bureaucratic
as it walked on
offshoots
claw
designed to oversee those
heads
activities of
great
offshore offshoot operations sideways scams
tails
heinous
held in the air above the
government agents where
the dark agents of doom
day to day
had leased
for your
this
demise
saber-tooth smilodon. On
it's
the body politic.
On the up and up, they say, smiling.
On the
jacks
up and up,
they
the river.
Are. And
6 kilometers
somehow,
north of Mobutu. This animal
sleeping
had been ravaging
their
the
minds,
crop and had killed a postal worker and dragged a village official off his
that
bicycle in the light
thought
of broad day. And
picked
morning
up listeners in New York and Pittsburgh.
Marabou-
hello, New York.
Flipping on everywhere.
Come on down.
East of the Rockies.
Ceremonies, public and private.
And if you're calling East of the Rockies, you can call us at 1-510-848-4425.
Rules.
We are taking calls now.
Organization.
West of the Rockies, call us at 1-510-848-4425.
Or wherever, 2 or 3 or 4 or 5.
If you're calling on the internet,
gather
call
together
us at
in my name.
510.
There also I am.
4425.
Area code 510-848-44.
Wild card line. Call now at 510-848-4425.
Remember, you are not alone, and there is a light in the darkness guiding you toward this radio.
If you're calling from Berlin Ichthyosaur State Park, call us at 1-800-999-5544.
No ichthyosaur can harm the faithful, for those who carry the armor of truth, the sword of virtue, and the shield of
I'm saying
violence.
Hi to New Berlin,
need
I think it is.
New Berlin,
yeah.
If that doesn't
truckle
answer, call us at 510-848-4425.
Out there off Highway 43. Well, really, it's almost at the
and the
there,
colors
thou
are lighting up the board like a Christmas tree.
Tread upon
how do you
scorpions
say that, Waukesha?
And
Waukesha
all shall be given to you.
New Berlin is
Waukesha.
Waukesha. Oh, I see. Well, we're near Milwaukee anyway right now.
But fall not into
we're
the
high above you.
Phones are calling.
We have real-time
look
video. Self,
calling. They
so
walk
we can
on.
See
they
down
walk
on, your house.
On to be our
right
to your house.
Only the will of the divine spirit.
Don't say hello, caller.
The almighty power.
What's your name, caller? Don't tell us.
To take upon thyself the sin of Moses and presume the favor of the Lord.
Oh, San Francisco.
Now we have to fill in all the we have to do all the work.
Now we have to do the work. Now we have to fill out all the forms.
Forced to view the promised land from afar, but never enter therein.
You guys, you just stimulate me.
Throw
okay,
a towel.
I'm
going to
ask you a couple of questions.
Throw a towel over it.
I'm going to ask you a couple of questions.
Me no savvy questions. No speaky ringerish.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Oh, okay. I understand. Will you put tab A in slot B here? This is like a pop-up book. The pop-up book.
And listen to this show.
It's hard to read and listen to this show at the same time.
Yeah, I needed a break.
No, you've got to do something like build a model airplane while you're listening to this show. That you can do, but you can't read a book.
You can't read a book.
You can putter around on your model train layout.
You can actually putter around on your little home putting
range.
Come on,
the living room.
A lot of people like
putting
to
put range and
while
putt
they're
away
listening to
while
the show.
We pot up the show,
you can
putter
you can
and
putt into
pop
your little
balls in the living room.
What the hell?
I Mill
Valley? Get him with the special.
Yeah, Mill Valley, Oakland, Union City.
Take it all. Hold your punches.
All listening.
Save your furniture.
Take all holding the radio.
Take calm you down.
Take a deep breath.
Lady's propensity to
hold it for only 32 years.
Indoor golfing. But if you're like me, your average everyday transaction probably goes something like this.
Okay, so that wasn't 32 years.
That'll be $29.95 for 62 feet of garden hose, aluminum siding,
and you'll need
and
that hose.
Insecticide.
You'll need that hose up your nose.
Hey, cut it out. Hey. I'm just trying to get
you. I got to do some more show here.
Where's that church air?
If I do this stuff, those guys sound
have
funny.
More. More.
I'm pumping you full of church air. Pumping,
well,
pumping.
It's funny you mention that because I went on the Pirate Cat radio last night.
Yes.
That's all they did was church air.
That's right. There was church air everywhere. And,
the caller said something of interest.
Oh, yeah,
we
I know.
Stepped
sure,
all
whatever.
Over the collar.
Stepped on the collar? Well, we wouldn't want to soil the uppers of the caller's shoes. Kindly reiterate your concern.
Well, you're talking about
Ichthyosaurus. On the radio.
Ichthyosaurus.
About an
phenomenon
ichthyosaur.
Known as convergence.
Ah.
Because they had the same form as a porpoise.
That's why Superman looks like an Earthman. He's not, you know, but similar forces formed them both.
It's interesting
they
that...
They fill the same kind of evolutionary niche.
Right, right. That's the interesting thing
not
about evolutionary
so
epochs.
So the same kind of
environmental
niche.
Similar
environmental I know
forms,
that niche. That niche.
Although
it's
different
niche
evolutionary lineages.
Yes,
that's
but
correct.
There's no evolutionary it's connection.
No.
Right. No connection, and yet there's an analogous life form, and because the demands of its environment ultimately sculpt the same type of animal through natural selection.
This is the materialist explanation that no divine jiggery-pokery can be going on in the formation of animals other things.
They're completely demanded upon by their environment.
Is it convergent evolution which produces the Ankylosaurus, a giant reptile armored with a tail that ends in a ball, and then millions of years later, a giant mammal, armadillo, armored with a tail that ends in a ball? Why the need to keep recreating a giant lump with a tail that ends in a ball?
Well, just as valid a question may be, why not?
Well, why would that form reassert itself? Is it that great? Both of those creatures are extinct, although armadillos are doing well.
It could be that
they're
that
not related.
That particular form is demanded upon by the ecological niche.
Yeah, recurring kinds of environment.
Yes, but the Cenozoic, the Eocene, and the Pleistocene, nothing like the Mesozoic. The Mesozoic stands apart. Why should it still form?
Well,
but
you might
does.
Say, why is a one-celled animal in the Pleistocene similar to a one-celled animal in the current?
I'm a professional question answerer, and I often answer questions with a question myself. But that is really no way to achieve the cloture of an actual response to a question.
Right, right. Well, it's only to examine the questioning process itself, not necessarily the content of the question.
Now on this slide,
the validity of the questioning process.
Certain animalcules that you were bringing up here, rotifers, volvox, and tiny unicellular
the
organisms.
Hydra.
Yes, the Hydra, gorgons, serpents, chimeras, and Medusa, hideous.
So why would these animals continue to be in this epoch and not ever having existed, and yet analogous forms in previous epochs did exist?
It's not why they shouldn't exist, but why is this form chosen? And
that's
the
real question. What is it in the environment? How does the environment, the various variables, coalesce in such
natural
a way
selection,
that caused this creature to be naturally selected?
Yes, that would mean that this form has a supreme value in evolution, yet both exponents of it no longer live, and it might be considered that this form appears and then fails in different lineages. What you say about convergent evolution is certainly true in the case of the ichthyosaur, the porpoise, and the shark. all of different lineages, but resembling each other because of the need to have a streamlined body pectoral fins that can steer and pectoral fins that can But it's much harder to argue that these living armored tanks the Mesozoic and are shaped by similar forces, and yet they achieve an almost identical shape.
Right, but here's what we've talked about, two examples, and yet if we really thought about it, we could come up with hundreds of examples.
Well,
and
I don't
there
know.
Would be some
this
of them
one is
that would
so
be
striking.
Very analogous.
It
there
sticks
would be
out
other
like
ones
the proverbial sore thumb. It really
it does.
Pops
it does.
Out on the map, and that's why I have.
I think it pops out because of the small size of our population of examination here, Dr. Howe. If we expanded
we're killing
our population
all the dinosaurs
to include
off the side of the
more
show
than
here.
These two organisms, I think that this
heavy
one would not stand
used.
Out quite so much.
That
like
way,
a
there won't
bomb.
Be any dinosaurs
oh,
left
I can
by the
mention
end of the show.
Crossovers and even more unlikely species.
Right, right. That's what we need to talk about. More and more examples.
Well, how about
only through constant
a plesiomorphy between invertebrates and vertebrates in living
right.
and in extinct
That's
form.
Even more extreme.
That I could also bring in, but that wasn't my intention, though.
How about
only
the flying fish and the flying
any of
squirrel?
This at all was to say it's not as cut and dried as they make it. It's not as known as they claim
Absolutely.
It is. There are unknown factors
so
working here doing very definite and obvious things.
How can a flying fish and a flying squirrel be related to each other and yet both fly?
Right. Well, they follow the same body
let
plan.
Let the show wash over you. Just let it wash
the
your
modified
little mind.
Body
well, you
plan.
Had some bizarre plant eaters even before the dinosaurs. You had
this
Scuttlosaurus and...
Because it's Friday, and we follow whatever NPR
And Big
does.
Boogersaurus?
And Big Boogersaurus.
Well,
Incrustus.
How about Bradysaurus?
Lebowskisaurus?
Yeah, Bradysaurus.
Bradysaurus was good. No, these aren't dinosaurs. They do precede the dinosaurs.
The Permian period, yeah.
And the Permian ended with a massive extinction.
Where over 90% of all species were wiped out.
But you had some bizarre armored plant eaters that were sort of analogous to stegosaurs later on.
They didn't make it.
And actually, if you think about that Permian event, Dr. Howe, that even makes our previous line of discussion more interesting when you think that only 10% of that DNA was left after that Permian event. And well, every bit of the flourishing in all the later epochs... came from that smaller amount of DNA. Just think what may have evolved had that 90%
What
been
I
able
don't
to,
like about it is that
around.
They apparently went through some sort of a fire age where everything got unsupportably hot all of a sudden.
Right.
And if it happened then, it could happen again.
It will happen again.
Anything that happened to the Earth in the past could
sure.
possibly happen to it in the future.
Before the Earth dies,
touches on the
incredibly lengthy
of the end
cycle.
Or before
yes.
the asteroid.
Well, then if you like your Bible
a lot
story,
of our listeners
Jesus
don't know
said
anything
there
about
would
the,
be a fire age coming.
Teaching.
Noah was
Jesus
given
was
the
a community
present
organizer.
Of seeing the rainbow in the sky, which was
UFOs,
God's promise that
down,
there would not be another flood. And sure enough, there's not going to be another flood. But
and
instead, there's going to be a horrible fire.
Jesus was a carpenter.
And Jesus, unfortunately, did mention
it'll be like General
he was
Custer.
A skilled craftsman.
And,
well, I don't know how skilled
Dutch
he was.
Harrington's
well,
band.
He was a laborer. He labored
and
with
Custer
his hands, and he built
spaceship.
Things with his hands.
That's in the Apocrypha. They mention
lot different
things he built.
It's the head of barbarians I'm seeing.
He didn't start organizing until he was ordained by John the Baptist.
And even then he didn't organize. He said, follow me. That's
that
not organizing.
That fell into a natural phase of organization. What you have going there, if I may
it when
wax
they were eating the when they ate the heads
the,
of grain on Sunday.
What the Nazis used
I mean
to call
Saturday.
The Führerprinzip,
yeah.
which is that by following the Führer and anticipating the will of the Führer, there is true freedom because all decision-making is done by the Führer, and you are absolved from it in your loyalty to the Führer and the...
Some might say there's no one freer than the slave or the prisoner
They are certainly free of the obligation to make philosophically based decisions.
That's right, right.
And now they could go get me a hot buttered rum martini while I put up my feet on this space age automan in my bachelor pad.
You need
orbiting
that picnic
the planet
basket
Jupiter.
With your hot buttered
picnic
rum martini.
Basket full of protons, Higgs bosons, and shielded quarks of antimatter.
I'm just trying to watch my cartoons, and they just keep talking. You guys want any cereal?
We're going to have to go to bed eventually here. I mean,
okay,
we've been staying
buddy.
All night. Mom's come in here two or three times trying to do some turn off the
lights. And there he goes. The swinginest guy
in town. I just
want to
watch cartoons. I don't want to think about
this all-night cartoon fest is pretty cool.
So what do we watch now?
Oh, it's this,
Yogi Bear.
All these obnoxious cartoons.
Huckleberry Hound Dog?
It's Rufus T. Wadsworth, the mechanical pig. He's the kind of porker that you really will
Wally
dig.
Wally Gator?
In his chrome-plated teapot, he travels through time, beating up on weirdos and
it's
conquering crime. He's better than Bo Brummel when he's dressed in full fig.
No, no.
That's Rufus T. Wadsworth, the mechanical pig.
And all of his friends.
Is that where we're on the theme?
And Horace T. Woodworm, the flatulent frog. He's no ordinary little polywog
right
in McGonagall's
in
swamp.
Florida.
He's a man of affairs, eating flies and swamp mosquitoes as if anyone cares.
Draw McGraw, man.
He's really quite a fellow, living high off the hog. Horace T. Wordsworth, the mechanical frog. I mean,
it's a different
flatulent frog. No, it's Woodworm. Horace T. Woodworm. I think the flatulent frog.
That's a different arrangement than a Tomcat on the show. The one before?
I'll snagglepuss you, young man.
I used to love Tomcat. I'm ashamed to say it now that I realize it's a Hanna-Barbarian cartoon.
Oh,
the
shame of it.
The cat guy, he was funny. Those are terrible. They should be killed, those.
All those Arnold Stang.
They may come back.
Arnold Stang did that voice, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And you can still, I noticed on the internet, you can get little figures of Top Cat and his friends that I used to have when I was a kid.
Yeah, I still
have them. You can still get them. You still got yours?
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Oh.
But for the show, I wanted to lie, and you didn't go along with it. You made me tell the truth.
Well, I was interested, because I'm sort of interested in getting my hands on those things.
These aren't the originals. These
only not
remakes.
Shooting them into space
these are
this
like
time.
Completely...
Keeping them. And keeping them close by.
After, go to go
for
to
every
12,
idol
because there you'll have Wally
is
Gator.
Inhabited by a demon. And these are in my sphere of command. An army of demons.
I remember Wally Gator.
He's an obnoxious jerk like all those characters. A wise ass, smart
aleck. He's the greatest
percolator
when he really starts to rout.
The
alligator,
blah, and a huge blare of brass.
Wake up, this kid. This is great. I'm eating.
How about Squiddly Diddly?
Do we have Squiddly?
Squiddly Diddly was
that was Touche Turtle right now.
Oh, Touche Turtle. Now you're not even.
Now we're listening to Lippy the Lion and Hardy Har Har.
The most lovable, laughable lion by far. Lippy the Lion and Hardy Har Har.
Touché what's happening is, while this show is Touché happening,
turtles,
about harmless
reverting
to
TV cartoons.
Unconscious programming is being introduced to your mind.
Right. Now you think this is so lighthearted.
And you think, they're just talking
we're
about cartoons.
So
but really,
it's sad that the best animation you see would be in the intro segments to these cartoons. The cartoons
and I can tell you that because you'll forget by the time you wake up.
Done.
I watch these cartoons. They're on Boomerang.
The first scene of Wally Gator piloting his outboard motor
through
the swamp is well
animated. Channel.
There's nothing that good in
the
cartoon.
It's a Nickelodeon channel.
Here comes Lippy and Hardy.
Lippy and Hardy.
Oh, man. It's cartoon stuff, right? It's harmless.
Laughable, loony by far. Lippy the Lion and Hardy Har Har.
Yeah.
I love that trumpet blast.
You either gotta love it or hate it, and I always hated
it.
Always hate to love it and love to hate it.
I hate
that.
That
whole horrible, tired Vegas brass band
crap that, you know, one thing, in addition to being badly animated, Hanna-Barbera cartoons are also crimes against aesthetics that because of their embodiment of lunk-headed humor.
Yeah, lunk.
They invite you to abysses of stupidity.
Yes.
They're so easy to slum and slide
yeah.
into.
Yeah. But that's what makes them great. When you
well,
realize
yeah,
that they're
that's
this
a matter
shot
of opinion.
Thing that was just thrown together.
Oh,
you know,
I
it's
suppose
like watching
one
riflemen.
Can withstand it. After all, I do.
They're,
why
I,
should I prescribe?
It. It's to me, they're like a, they're more of a snatch into the past, a little cultural icon than they are.
Freudian
I'm not
slip
looking
there.
At them.
Yes, I know.
Snatch into the past.
I'm not looking at them either. Just, I'm not going to look at them.
A past snatch.
Now, let's not forget that to remember that we are on the listener-sponsored...
Snatch of the Past.
KPFA.
I didn't mean to say anything about snatches.
M on your radio dial with KPFB and Berkeley, KFCF,
and well,
Fresno.
I'll turn down the unconscious
really?
Programming. And the pain should... The little prick that you felt should
mind.
Be gone.
Upconscious.
We are here
upconscious.
To inculcate
you hit the upconscious button.
Internal principles, often difficult to articulate.
Hey, did we ever go out and do that
the
thing?
Magic medium of example.
We did, didn't we?
And interface.
Dang.
That's how good
all
it was.
Inspired and informed.
That's just weird, man. That's just weird.
Honed
here in the
by
future.
The doctors at the
now,
church.
Are we going to listen to Huckleberry Hound?
Of the future.
We've moved
the biggest
on.
Show around
yeah, yeah.
is
Life
Huckleberry
is like
Hound for all you guys and gals. We hope you'll be around for Huckleberry Hound with all his power to pound. You'll
you
have a ringside seat so everyone can meet that howdy hound, the clown. Don't let yourself forget to love your TV set
wow.
for Huckleberry Hound.
I thought it was...
That oh-so-merry Chuckleberry Huckleberry Hound.
Wow.
Yes.
I forgot about the Huckleberry Hound Dog Hound. I always thought
yeah.
Hound, not Hound Dog Clown.
There are some creepy things
yeah,
there.
Hound
You're instructed to love your TV set.
Yeah.
Which
kiss
is
it right now.
Which is odd.
Well, I never thought I would hear old Touche Turtle.
Well, now
Turtle.
You
only
have.
On this show.
Now
we never
I've
thought
seen
we'd ever hear
everything.
You again on this show.
Yeah, where are
Michael
you calling from,
Peppy,
sir?
Peppy, row the boat ashore.
What happened?
Cats, oh
I know you're
God.
Not a listener in Reston, Virginia. Nor are you our listener in Chicago. Nor are you
NORAD,
in Minneapolis, Osaka, Japan.
What happened to you?
Berlin.
What?
Berlin.
Are you all right?
Target.
Would you like
I
to go to the hospital?
Hallelujah. The missiles are
so
flying.
So what do you think about the Berlin Ichthyosaurus
so
Subgenius Pepe's Film Fest we were talking
it.
About?
Oh, I'll go anywhere.
We shall pass
to watch movies and for free beer.
Oh, I'm ready to go.
Subgenius Film Fest movies in the middle of nowhere.
You know, I've got plenty of... pharmaceutical and
why is it you never
myocardial
why don't you call
the basidiomycetal
are you all right you need to go
I got
sick.
Those too
you need to go
I was
hospital?
Puttering around in the woodshed and I discovered I had some that
yeah.
I didn't even know I had
well there's nothing like a basidiomycetal or a michael
that's true
professor.
From the mushroom planet
brighten your day
I'll tell you it
so,
certainly will
but
in Technicolor, sense around.
Yeah, we're over Nevada right now.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's
you
it.
Can see the GPS
and
on your screen.
Over
it's
the
not only
line.
In Nevada, it's
we
way
should be over your house
step
in about 11 minutes.
That.
Because we're down at slow speed now.
Smoke and
I'm slowing
that.
Down the revolution.
It's a different kind of Nevada.
Only
it's
20 minutes out from landing.
We're going to stay. We'll be able to sleep inside people's old houses.
But before
yeah.
you sleep
free.
Inside, you want to step outside.
And there'll
outside.
Be free beer.
Sub Yeti.
That's my new band, Free
Sub
Beer.
Sub Yeti? Oh, that's the
don't
church
don't mention
of the
Sub
Yeti
on the air.
We have encountered these strange forest giants before. And
yeah,
they've
dinosaurs,
become our friends.
Good
Lord.
Oh. Look
well,
how cute
and when
they
is Ed Holmes's party? What?
It's a coming
what?
Up in Hocktober.
Oh my God!
You see,
God.
What he's going to do is have it in the week before Halloween, so it doesn't interfere with everybody's Halloween parties.
Yeah,
but it
oh,
does
no,
interfere with my party. I'll have to
you don't know that for
right.
sure.
Well,
I'm just telling you, it's in the area. A giant vessel which
now,
might run afoul of icebergs.
This would be a
lots
weekday?
Lots of Jetsam.
Yes, you're going to be named after a weekday.
Okay.
I probably will do it on a weekday.
So, but you can pick what weekday so you'd like to be named after.
Oh, Almighty Spirit.
Pep Day will be the 8th.
Why don't you
heed
Michael? It takes a while to get there, you know. You have to go through Reno, and then what, it's about another 3 hours
past
Reno.
He's very sympathetic.
That's a half-hour drive.
Will you hide him into the circle?
Only the most dedicated people will go to that one.
And you have to be well-packed. You have to be packed like Burning Man packed.
Yeah, you have to be packed like Burning Man, but it's a lot more fun than Burning Man.
Yeah.
Pack up for Burning Man.
It's like, it's as cool as Burning Man, only there's not but about 50 people.
In fact, I just looked at a film of an alien wrecking buildings there.
Aliens?
And laughed and laughed.
You mean the Las Vegas Monster? Is that what you're talking about?
We didn't even think about camping there.
Las Vegas Monster?
No, no, no. This was an alien at Berlin Ichthyosaur.
Two alien elephant trunks side by side.
Yeah.
So Berlin?
Oh, yeah, that guy.
He had the alien elephant.
They get out of order and he's like, stroke it to the bottom.
How do you
get
there?
About that.
Las Vegas Monster.
Yeah. Oh, that was the end of the world. That was Pangea.
Ichthyosaur.
Yeah, I'm talking about Pangea.
Ichthyosaur
way back
is
to
not
the,
a dinosaur.
When Nevada was the coast.
Okay.
And it was the inland sea.
And the little ichthyosaurs crashed in, well, I mean, the theory is, they crashed into the goo and then just died.
There was an inland sea in the Cretaceous.
Well, there's several theories now, and since I've read a couple of theories about that.
Yeah. And what would those theories be then?
Well, they're really long and complicated and require
and
probably a whole other show.
We want to bore our
to
audience
into
a lot of scientific
the various
talk, but,
theories on what caused so many ichthyosaurs to die in the same spot at apparently pretty much the same time.
Just the way
and
whales
one of the,
beach themselves.
One of the theories was that there
they
was
were unable to resist
a certain
beach.
Type of a huge
the
catastrophic event that killed them all at
that.
The same time and caused them to...
The
reason why they gathered in the same place was because there was a trench there at one point
they
in
were
time,
gathered
and
together.
And they simply fell from this event death into the trench and move their way down the trench. They're big creatures.
Sharks travel through trenches
that's
and along marine lines like that. The
but
presence
I believe the
of a trench
like
nearby
Times Square,
means that it's probably habituated by sharks.
But that trench is no longer a trench. It's actually on the top of a mountain now.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
well, now because that sure is a skull scratcher. I really don't understand
that,
how...
So we can go to REI and buy a lot of cool stuff and go hiking up to that trench
like
skull.
That.
And this was one of the first...
Here's
evolutionary
the
arguments now. When Baron Cuvier and
the trench is on the mountain.
Right.
Presence of marine fossils.
And you have to buy a lot of stuff at REI to get there.
Even in mountain strata.
The ichthyosaur has trench mouth.
It does not. No, it doesn't have feet.
Trenchy apples.
Fly right. Yeah. Trenchy has nothing to do with this particular...
Well, I just like saying that name.
Yeah, I
Trenchy.
Haven't seen her for a while.
Trenchy,
our friend, Trenchy.
Yes.
My God, so Halloween is approaching.
Why do they call her Trenchy?
Because she's Dutch.
Oh.
Trynje, I believe.
Okay. Trynje.
They used to have movie night, too. At
yeah,
place.
She had a movie
had a
night. She'd show
night
it. And
she had a collection of giant cockroaches that we couldn't beat. Oh,
well,
my
I
remember
want
the,
to.
What
they
was
just
the
crawl
Ginger
away.
Show many years ago where Ginger stripped and then was covered with giant Madagascar.
She was covered
Madagascar.
With cockroaches, and they were getting
yeah.
away, too.
Yeah.
They were getting away.
In fact, after...
Escaping into the environment.
I had a big thing that was on the floor so we could catch them. And a week later, I unwrapped that in the car, and there was another one that came out.
Really?
I'd been living in there quietly. They were huge,
one.
And I returned it to the owner.
But then
the
performance
and I can't
that
show
she
that
made
YouTube,
where she
yeah.
also naked covered herself with ice cream and other things, and a certain Michael J. Pepe was there gobbling
exactly.
up as much
gobbling,
as possible.
Spooning
he was really charging to...
That's,
to devour
that's when performance was performance and a show was a show.
Oh, yeah.
And you had naked.
You can
like
tell
art.
By the music we're getting all weeping now.
Yes, back
good old
in
days.
Grandpa's like day, they used to know how to put on a show.
Yep.
None of these newfangled computers, they do it themselves.
First, you got to have naked women and food.
With buggy women.
All the naked women.
Naked women
fire.
And food and fire.
It's actually just two things. Naked people and fire. That's all you need.
All the
world. Everybody comes a flocking.
Yep.
Yes, in the bright
morning. So we don't have either
mankind.
One of those at the Subterranean Film Festival.
Yeah, we do. We're going to have both of them.
I mean, we've got both of them. Sorry, I meant...
We're
going
to have...
upside down.
We'll have food on the naked
Anything
women
is
and
possible.
Fire.
In the blaze
the
of
The women
youth.
Will have food on them with fire.
Wait, what? I'm writing this down. What, we'll they have having, what?
You mean the naked fire babes?
Yeah, with the food on them.
With food? Oh, I don't like that. That's, fire is one thing, but, you know, food...
We're
going to
eat the food, though.
I am?
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm on a restricted diet.
Okay, let's start eating.
Okay, go
but,
now.
But.
Hash browns and bacon strips.
Bacon
like
in the pan, coffee in the pot. Come on now and get it.
Those were the days.
My name is Little Baby Love, shortening my
Hey, I know a way you can get rid of those bacon strips.
Went to the doctor, the doctor said, feed that child on shortening
bread.
My little baby Love, shortening my
Little
Love, shortening
Times like this, people on the show.
Barley corn,
big knives. We carve up our toenails.
Swallow these.
You remind me that just New York Times just ran a story of Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin. Hokey pokey.
Young teenager
hanky,
Sarah Palin
hanky.
Cutting up a moose.
I'm
big moose cutting party
janky,
at a friend's house. It's like
and
a giant
well,
community
I
event.
Thank you.
Cutting up and freezing moose.
Cutting up a moose and a loose.
Yeah.
Some people like it. Some think it's abuse.
We used to do that back in Dallas. In Dallas
I remember getting tapes of you guys
to
screaming
that.
Bobbies, yeah. And we're, you'd be talking on a tape, flensing and flaming.
And the
eviscerating a Bobby.
Eviscerating, yeah. And a prairie squid.
We had to eviscerate field dress a Bobby every now and then. And
yeah. Field stripping your infield.
On our strapped across our cars on the way back after our big Bobby hunt.
Sarah Palin, the latest blast is that she did something to a dead moose again, and this took place a long time ago when
Alaskan,
she was a child.
Yeah,
it's a standard Alaskan.
I just don't see what it has to do with
they,
the price
it's a giant.
Apricot.
It was a story, and they had a picture of a teenage Sarah Palin at a party where you take apart a moose.
Yeah, one time I saw
a moose
a picture
taking
of a teenage
party.
Sarah Palin, and she had like red toenail polish on, and that's
in
just
the
not allowed in those days. And
well,
they should
I don't
like
know.
That's wrong.
It all depends. You know, you
I
some
know,
people.
You got to be careful. She's younger than you are.
Yeah, well, she seems
and
to be
I
like
will stay younger
there was a time
spring.
When she drank two beers after work.
Beautiful girls walk by
and she got a little tipsy.
By me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Lingering sunsets linger a little longer by
Wait,
a long
are you
way
saying
sea.
That you have
and let the music play.
I did not have sex with Sarah Palin. That's what I'm saying. I did not.
Oh, okay. For the record,
with Sarah
for the record
Palin,
I want to make that clear right now. I have not had sex with Sarah Palin.
And furthermore,
set him up, Joe. Yesterday, that
well, my spokesman is a liar.
There's no one in the place but Sarah
my spokesman does not speak for me.
A later date.
That's not my spokesman anymore. I fired that spokesman when he started lying about the things he was supposed to say about me.
So the
heads have been rolling. The power lunches have been going on. They've been launching the heads. They don't waste the heads. Once they roll, they launch them. They use them for launch fodder at that point.
Yeah, that's old age sub-genius
sure,
stuff. It's
sure.
Not done by anyone.
We don't have
now
to launch golfer heads anymore. We just launch any head. We've completely broken down the golfer hegemony on head launching and have actually just been able to use any old head now.
Although,
you
know,
have to be a human head
I was in the Slacker Mansion earlier this year, and down in Stang's basement, I saw the bleeding Arnold Palmer head on a shelf there.
Yeah.
That was down there still.
I have a bleeding Arnold Palmer head, too. There are a few of them.
I have several of them. The little Jimbo.
I have
the
one from
the old
last
Pope Jimbo.
And the one we used at, it was the one we used at the Victoria Theater.
A ridiculous
yeah, bloody,
expression on its
bloodiest
face.
Expression.
It's made out of an old Clorox bottle. But I keep it for, you know, it's a keepsake of those wonderful days.
My pedal appendages have achieved combustion. Assist me,
yeah, those days.
Somebody. I haven't got
this is all very
any
secret, folks.
Extremities.
Going to
Bob
understand.
Used to golf.
Bob used to golf. But that was a long time ago. He just went out once to shake hands.
Yeah, he would shake it. He would shake one hand. Yeah, and
if he wasn't
leave.
So guilty, he would. His hands would
shake.
Shake
the one hand he was clapping with,
and then he would leave.
You know,
he would shake the one hand he was clapping.
One
hand
clapping.
Yeah, and
one clap handing.
He would use his hand to shake once, clap once, and then he would put the hand around his ear and cup his ear, waiting for the echo of the one hand clapping.
I don't get it because.
Oh my goodness.
Roland Clark Place just comes off
Sunrise
Valley
Drive. And when the echo never
came,
he simply folded up his tent.
So then how do you get over to 267? Or do you? Oh, I see.
And he took his tent with him, as a matter of fact.
From Sunrise Valley.
He folded it neatly, packed it into his pocket.
Because he already heard it the first time.
Right, he heard it.
Clap, traveling.
He heard the sound when he made it. He didn't need to work for the return.
Exactly. Yeah,
a needless,
but it
uncertain,
echoed, it
and yet
echoed,
probably
echoed.
Ungrateful return.
Yes,
the
exactly.
Splendor falls.
And I don't. Who wants to wait around for an echo anyway?
For an ungrateful echo, one that's not even going to be thankful that you were the originator of its very existence.
The long light shakes across the lake.
Echo. Really,
and
a
the wild cataract leaps in glory.
An elite bugle blow.
Dwarf,
set the wild echoes.
Effete echo.
Grown
echo.
Go.
Answer echo.
Nothing
it's
but
some
answer.
Kind of Nancy boy echo.
Not one of them.
Nancy boy comes back to the show.
Yeah.
Okay, if you're a Nancy boy, would you call on the wild card line at 510-848-4425?
I want to play I'm Not
Oh,
Sure.
Oh,
Hawk,
go here.
I'm not sure, yeah.
How about I'm Not a Nancy Boy?
Speaking of I'm Not Sure, do the staffs of people still hang around outside your building there?
Oh, sweet and far from cliff and sky.
At 3 to 5 a.m. and
the horns of Elfland faintly blowing.
What are they doing out there, like?
Smoking crack and
blow, bugle.
Smoking their...
Set the purple
blend. And you still drop water balloons on their heads?
Is
low bugle
you
answer
do?
Echoes
out there
smoking, selling
dying.
It, buying it.
Are you looking out there at them
dying.
Now?
Dying.
But
dying.
I talk to them and then they go away. But that's because
is that just like
do you
the
reason?
Show?
Do you reason with them?
That's pretty much what happens on the show. He calls the show, he talks to them, they go
you
away.
Reason with them and rationalize, right?
Go away.
Yeah, kind of. Well,
go
they make
away.
The most rational choice. I make them an offer that they can't refuse.
Really? Do you use
rational
weapons?
Water balloon in the head.
I would
you hit him on the head with
predict,
a water balloon?
No, just predict dire consequences if I see them again.
Do you use them? Do you threaten them menacingly with weapons?
My lawyer
mass
has
destruction?
Told me not to answer that question. Sorry.
It is just as I predicted.
I have informed
Gwenji has killed Carlos.
Okay, well, let me ask you this.
Just as he killed his brother Miguel.
If this was another dimension of sight and sound,
how do you know that?
Would you
head?
Then carry with you some type
in
of weapon of mass destruction and apply that to their brains?
And so will he do for each and every one of you.
That's what I'm...
Balderdash, my good woman. Balderdash. He's no more evil than an alligator. Spells? He can cast no spells.
I see. I hear that. I hear you, brother. I hear where you're coming
brother,
from.
Brother, go find your brother.
I smell what you're cooking there, pal.
Right.
Oh, love,
I see what you're saying.
They die in yon
I
rich
see what you're saying.
Die.
I smell what you're cooking. I feel
they
where,
faint
you're, where
and
you're
fail
coming from.
On hill and field and river.
And I hear where you're coming from.
Our echoes roll from soul to soul.
I feel you, playa.
And grow forever.
I see what you're saying.
Low bugle, low.
I'm grokking a groove go on your logo band.
Set the wild echoes flying. Low bugle.
Do you grok a groove go?
Answer echo.
I grok
yes,
you,
answer.
Brother.
You grok me, but I'm
dying.
Behind me.
I'm behind you.
Dying.
Oh, you are.
I am. I've got your back.
So,
I got your back. While, but I'm gonna
back.
Throw you under
where
the bus.
Get it back. What do you mean? You took my back?
I got your back.
Oh,
it's right
give
here.
It back.
It screws
you're
right
under
the
bus
what
now.
Am I gonna do without it?
Yeah, you're under a bus.
But you've been pre-greased so that you'll be able to slip right out.
Slide peg
sliding
A
out
into
under the bus
cavity.
You'll be inside the box after this.
But you have to do this. We can't do this for you.
Tab
outside
E into
the
slot
circle.
E. Now set
you're outside
aside
the
try.
Inner circle. You're inside the box. Yes, you are inside the box, but you're outside the circle.
Now it's time to
and
add The Miracle of Life.
Under the bus still. You've got to get out from under the bus.
If your parents and educators disapprove of The Miracle of
Life, your way forward,
kindly remove the Miracle of Life module and deposit it in the toilet and depress the handle.
Do that before you
now
go
you
out
can
from
return
under the bus.
To your project. Without the Miracle of Life, attach ganglion.
You should attach this
to nerve trunk.
Send attachment B to the front of the bus on your way out from under the
Each
bus.
Each kidney will fit in its bed of mesentery, and the mesonephritors must be assembled, pointing down toward the pelvis.
Right.
Cement the ends
now with the cement,
with your carry-all tube.
Carry this up. Now you're above.
Now
the
you
bus.
Are ready to
you
replace the plastron or front panel. Remember, this step cannot be rescinded. Once you add the front panel, there is no going back.
The bus was just a metaphor, anyway.
Do not use cement for the front panel.
Physical
Simply
bus.
Press at pressure point.
You didn't have physical grease on your shoulders.
It feels like a real
metaphor for the struggle that you have to go through daily to keep from being subdued and subsumed by your competitive peers.
The frontal plastron.
Yes,
four panel.
Your struggle
should
is one that
be fully
we can all take a lesson.
Now
from.
You are ready to activate your myrmidon.
You can get behind it because you
get
are now
it,
one of the inner circle.
Press the switch below
you
the
are
left
inside the
shoulder
circle.
Blade. Push it all the
pressing
way up.
The switch.
This switch right here.
Pulling
yeah,
the
that's
lever.
The one.
That one right there.
Soon
there,
the syntha flesh yeah. should achieve a
no,
warm
no, not that,
texture.
Not that one. Not that one. Not that one. There you go. Okay.
Now that your myrmidon is activated, tell it to listen to.
You should hear the voice
the
in your head now. Can you hear that voice?
And what it will do is download the entire show, the first 2 hours,
the
up to the
it's a bionic
up to this 456.09 moment.
And
then we'll go to live time.
Names that beckon into oblivion.
And of course, we'll have copious amounts of sugar-filled confection.
And Hostess Twinkies and fruit pies baked the
I like
little
to have sugar on top
way.
Of my. I like my sugar coated with sugar. Fried sugar coated with sugar. That's kind of a little bit of wheat thrown in. That's sort of what we'll be doing.
Right.
Glazed sugar.
Now.